News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Today is the day that the voters go to the polls in the Clacton by-election. The Clacton by-election, of course, including candidates, up to 35 candidates currently on the ballot paper, one of the longest ballot papers, I believe, in British election history. And among the 35 candidates, Baron von Thunderclap for the Monster Raving Loony Party, Nick the Incredible Flying Brick, previously stood for the official Monster Raving Loony Party, Howling Lord Hope, official Monster Raving Loony Party, and of course Count Binface. There's also Nigel Farage in the mix as well. James Lyons is with us, former Director of Strategic Communications for Keir Starmer. James, some of the voters of Clacton are being quoted as saying that it is turning them into a laughing stock. You can see their point.
Good morning, Anton. You can indeed. What a festival of democracy we've got going on in Clacton today. British politics is continuing to deliver, and you've ran through, the very serious split there amongst the loony vote, but we've got all sorts of others. We've got 20 independents standing. Lawrence Fox is standing for the Reclaim Party. We've got someone standing for the Freedom Alliance. And my personal favourite is a chap called Marcus White, who is standing for the Everyone is God Party, which has a plan apparently for £2 trillion worth of growth. Well, we've tried everything else, so maybe we should give Marcus a whirl.
Now, Lawrence Fox in there, he is highly unlikely, I assume, to be successful in the by-election, but he's interesting in the squeeze that Reform is feeling from the even further right. How significant is that pressure from the right wing on Reform at the moment?
Well, as you say, Lawrence Fox isn't going to win this this by-election. But what we don't have standing here is Restore, and they're the party that have that squeezed Nigel Farage's party from the right in previous contests. And I think what that does is it does two things. Obviously, it takes votes away from Reform, but it also puts pressure on Reform to sort of move to the right. And you've seen the internal split there and the people around Farage. Does he try to move a bit to the centre to try and get more votes from centre? But then he's obviously got this pressure on the right, which forces him to kind of, not do that. And there's definitely a debate going on within Reform about how do they actually get above the current ceiling of around 25% or whatever it is. Do they become more moderate or do they have to shore up their flank?
Now, of course, all of this was kicked off by investigations starting into Nigel Farage receiving a £5 million bung from a crypto billionaire pal of his, which he says was entirely legitimate and a personal gift and it's none of your business and I'll spend it on what I feel. Although I think he was leaning towards private security being the motivation. His idea was that he would be able after this by-election to return and say, the people of Clacton have absolved me. Let's get on with our lives. How far is he going to get with that objective if he does get returned?
Well, it's fascinating, isn't it? Because initially Nigel Farage was insisting that this money was for his personal security. Then it turned out that he'd actually been offered and turned down government-funded security because he thought it was inadequate. And then obviously, he did that disastrous broadcast round where he was saying it was up to him what he wanted to spend it on. He could spend it on Ferraris if he wanted. So he's been changing his tune quite a lot around this. Now, I think the problem for Nigel Farage and actually, the problem for the people of Clacton is the Standards Commission, the Standards Committee investigation into this this bung from a Thai crypto king will just restart if as expected, he is re-elected to Parliament. So he still faces an investigation and the penalty could end up being another by-election, which I think, the people of Clacton will be very unimpressed about.
And is his hand strengthened at all? I mean, I know it's not with the committee, but is it strengthened at all in the court of public opinion if he comes back with a reasonably commanding majority? Is he able to say, well, look, there is evidence that the people don't care. This is the elites again.
Well, I think that was certainly the plan. The danger for him is that this is all sort of, downside risk in that, if he's returned, he still faces all these questions about the money, still faces an investigation. But people will also be looking at, the numbers, because in 2024 he got 21,225 votes, which is a majority of 8,500 and that was, you know, nearly half of the votes cast, on a pretty high turnout of about 58-59%. Now, if those figures fall, you know, will he be able to claim that as a mandate? It's not clear to me that he will. We think he's going to get something like, you know, two-thirds, three-quarters of the vote. But in the absence of, you know, serious challenges, what does that actually mean? Can he claim vindication having beaten a bin?
James, thank you very much. James Lyons, former Director of Strategic Communications for Keir Starmer. And of course, there's likely to be exit polls later on in the day and throughout the day on News Talk. We'll be covering the Clacton by-election as it progresses and we get more of a sense of it now.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.